Hello, Vam. Sneha Mordani are joining in for a conversation on COVID-19 and what India is doing. Now, since yesterday, there was a lot of speculation about a report of sorts that had been spoken about by Vikas Swaroop in his interaction with foreign journalists on what would have India's condition vis-a-vis COVID-19 would have been had there been no lockdown. In fact, he had said that there would be over 8 lakh cases. When questioned about the existence of this report that had reportedly been drafted by the Indian Council of Medical Research, the Government of India said yesterday that no such report exists. However, there was an interesting U-turn of sorts today by the government again when they came out and said that there indeed is a report, it's an analysis, however, that has not been done by the ICMR, but it is an internal assessment of the Health Ministry. And it gave out some figures. The figures are as follows. The Government of India said that had lockdown not been imposed in the country and had containment measures continued, then up till the 15th of April roughly, we would have had about 2 lakh cases. Had the lockdown and the containment measures both been ignored by the government, the figure would have gone up to over 8 lakh cases of COVID-19 in India. Thankfully, the government says, because we adopted both containment and lockdown measures, we have managed to contain the infection to about 8,000 cases as is being reported, roughly 8,000, a little under 8,000. The indication really from government sources and also from sources within the Health Ministry is that to some extent, the chain of transmission has been broken. This is good news from the point of view of the fact that they have managed to achieve some success given the kind of inconvenience that this lockdown has caused to so many people. And forget about the inconvenience, the kind of economic impact this lockdown really has caused. The government, however, says that we need perhaps an extension of a lockdown. Now, while speaking to a source within the Health Ministry, I did understand that the need of the hour is to have a lockdown in place for at least 2 months. Going by the current transmission rate, going by the current rate of infections and the number of people we are losing to COVID-19, they need this time to bring things in order. It is still being discussed on what sort of an extension will India then see. There's certainty that there is going to be an extension of the lockdown, but the modalities of the same has not been revealed by the government. Now, having said all of that, let's quickly take you through what else I picked up today from my sources. 49,000 ventilators have been ordered by the centre. These ventilators are supposed to be procured from some manufacturers in India as well as some manufacturers from outside India. By the end of April, we will get a chunk of these ventilators. A figure has not been given to me, but the government says that roughly about 2% people, 2% of the patients are requiring ventilators right now. So there is enough if we just speak about the month of April alone. Again, hydroxychloroquine, the government has acknowledged the fact that there are enough stocks, more than 1 crore, which is good enough for us. And they are in the process of getting stocks that is going to increase essentially. So if you just go by the current rate, in this week we'll require about 1 crore, and we have that. In days to come, we could require more, and we have stocks up to 3.8 crore tablets is what the government says. So in that sense, we are well stocked up. Here are some more figures that would give us some sense of assurance. Number of dedicated COVID facilities in the country stand at 586. Isolation beds have been created, over a lakh of them ready. ICU beds, over 11,000 are ready. In fact, the government has also spoken about the fact that they are organizing a series of webinars for the care of COVID-19 patients. Ministry of Ayush, they say, has issued guidelines to boost immunity for respiratory health and proposed that Ayush solutions should be included in the district contingency plan in containing the virus across the country. Also, the other important point to be noted here is that The government today has come out and spoken about the fact that the Agra cluster containment strategy is what they're extremely satisfied with. In fact, this is something that should be shared with other states as well. It's a best practice, is what the government has said. Days to come will be extremely crucial for all of us. There is a possibility, it's really likely that lockdown measures could be extended. I think the attempt really is to ensure that we keep our cases and our deaths at minimum. We don't want an exponential increase in cases. It's not going to be an easy decision for the government. It will not be an easy decision for any of us to, you know, endorse this move, endorse the move of a lockdown. But if this helps the government in flattening the curve and ensuring that we do not reach the stage of an epidemic or widespread community transmission even, then maybe this is the right decision. So let's promise ourselves that we will continue to stick to the rules of the lockdown, practice social distancing, isolation, and most importantly, be extremely patient about all of these things. Continue to take care of yourself. Thanks for joining in. Bye-bye.